Track 6 and more news stories. A call to help OAPs with fuel payments. Exminster County Councillor Alan Connett is urging all eligible pensioners to apply for help with bills following the decision to cut the annual winter fuel payment. Lib Dem Councillor Connett says 6 in 10 people who are entitled to pension credits actually take it. He says up to 250,000 pensioners in Devon will lose out on the winter fuel payments of up to £300 per household, which have been scrapped by new Labour Chancellor Rachel Reeves. In Devon, that means just 28,004 pensioners will now be entitled to the payments to help with winter fuel bills, a drop from the 277,983 residents who benefited under the previous scheme. Payments ranged from £100 to £300 and were paid to everyone over the state pension age. From this year, to be eligible, residents must have been born on or before September 22, 1958 and receive pension credit, universal credit, income support, income-based job seekers allowance or income-related employment and support allowance. Councillor Connett explained, a big problem is only about 6 in 10 people eligible for pension credits actually take them up. That's why we're asking Devon County Council to work with other councils and actively promote the pension credits. Let's get everyone who is entitled to this support claiming it, and they should then be able to get to the winter fuel payment. With the next winter fuel price cap rises expected to be announced on August the 27th and November the 25th, it will be an especially worrying time for people who had perhaps been counting on the now axed winter fuel payment to help them out again this year. We are worried more older people in Devon will be faced with the horrid and stark choice of heating or eating once more this winter. There will be many people likely to be just above the threshold for pension credit who will also undoubtedly struggle this winter. I'm hopeful that all councils in Devon will do what they can to help people claim pension credit and lobby the government to raise the threshold. DCC is expected to consider the Lib Dem motion at its next meeting on September the 5th.
Man is taken to hospital after crash. Police are appealing for information after a crash in Chagford left a man with serious injuries. The collision on the A382 at Chagford, near Nabbot, occurred on August the 4th. Police were called at around 12 p.m. to reports of a collision involving a Peugeot 107 and a bicycle. Devon and Cornwall Roads policing team, Southwest Ambulance Service and Devon Air Ambulance attended, where a 52-year-old local man had sustained life-threatening injuries. He was taken to hospital, where he remains. The A382 at Chagford was closed for approximately 4 hours to allow for a forensic examination of the scene. Thank you for your patience while this took place, a spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said.
£1 million pledge on carbon campaign. Nearly £1 million will be earmarked for 3 more schemes to drive Teignbridge Council's campaign to tackle carbon emissions. The money, including grants and borrowing, could propel the council further up national rankings, where it is already the best performing rural district authority in the country for tackling climate change. New council leader Richard Keeling said it was really good news. The schemes will see more than £500,000 spent on Newton Abbott Leisure Centre, £390,000 for Dawlish Leisure Centre and £57,000 for Teignmouth Lido. It is part of a project focused on the council's fleet of vehicles and its most energy-intensive buildings. At Dawlish, where almost half the cost will be met by Sport England, work will include replacing swimming pool equipment and installing solar panels to generate low-cost energy. Newton Abbot will get similar measures, while a pool cover will be installed at Tynmouth to stop heat escaping at night.
Twinners enjoy fundraising tea. Members of Dawlish Twinning Association enjoyed a cream tea and bring and buy sale as part of their fundraising activities. Among the guests was Deputy Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James. Honorary Secretary of the Association, Val Moore, who said, "We enjoyed a lovely summer afternoon of good food and convivial company." The Association holds regular social events throughout the year, and we maintain direct contact with members of the Carhay Association by exchange visits with our friends in Brittany. This June, members visited our hosts in Carhay, and next year we will reciprocate by welcoming them to Dawlish. The connection between Dawlish and Carhay began in 1977 and includes maintaining links between pupils of Westcliffe School and Dawlish College and pupils in Carhay.
School wants new playground. A primary school on Dartmoor is fundraising a major revamp of its outside space and playground. The Friends of Widdicombe in the Moor Primary School have set their sights on building a new playground for the school. The current playground has deteriorated in the weather and is no longer very accessible for the smallest children. As such, the Friends have set up a GoFundMe with the goal of raising £18,500 to revive the school's outside space. The school recently underwent some building refurbishments, making provision for reception children to finally have their own classroom. But the entire school is in desperate need of a new playground, the Friends say. The small set of existing equipment is so old and slippery, and there are many days when it cannot even be used. The slide is no longer fit for use, and the small asphalt area for outside games is cracked and needs replacing. Due to the age of the school, we need a creative company who can make use of all the curious nooks and crannies, but this takes money we simply don't have, a spokesperson for the Friends of Widdicombe in the Moor Primary School said. We desire sensory areas, something to climb, a place to slide, and somewhere to dig and plant vegetables. Please help us revive the outside space of our beautiful school and be a part of creating something truly special for our lovely kids, the spokesperson added.
Society's summer exhibition. Tynmouth Arts Society is holding its 2024 summer exhibition at the Tynmouth Arts Action Group Gallery from August the 17th until August the 30th. Visitors play a role in TAS exhibitions by voting for their favourite exhibit and contributing to the People's Choice Margaret Allenby Award. The exhibition runs 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, except on Friday, August the 30th, when it is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.